Well, the message was very clear today from Brussels, Tony, that Europe is not for turning.
Yes, I mean, there's no way that the European Union is going to suddenly reopen the withdrawal agreement simply to facilitate Theresa May and her domestic difficulties, which have now taken on a chaotic characteristic. I mean, I spoke to one diplomat last night who said, you know, there's no way the EU is suddenly going to lurch into uncharted waters over this. The EU position on Article 50, on the Brexit process, has been very much driven by its own legal requirements and its own structures and processes, and that will stay the way that things are at the moment. There is obviously some potential to provide a declaration, some clarification on the backstop to spell out that it is not there forever and a day, that it is not in everyone's interest for it to be there permanently, and that its whole point is to have an insurance policy for Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic and the border, unless and until something better comes along. And there is plenty of language within the withdrawal agreement which says that both sides are committed to make their best endeavours to negotiate a free trade agreement that would supersede the backstop, etc. So that may be as far as Brussels can go, but they cannot, as far as I can see, reopen the withdrawal treaty wholesale simply to try and facilitate Theresa May.
Well, that sounds like a linguistic shift rather than anything more concrete. I see the DUP's Nigel Dodds is saying Theresa May will be in serious trouble unless she changes her negotiating approach and makes it clear that she will walk away from EU talk. So he's encouraging her to go in there and say, it's no deal if I don't get what I need.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, that's been the DUP's position, and it's also the position of a large number of Brexiteers in her party. But Theresa May herself does not believe that a no-deal scenario is a feasible one for the UK, and she knows the limitations of her approach. She did speak over the weekend to Donald Tusk, the Council President, and to Jean-Claude Juncker, the Commission President, Angela Merkel as well, and of course to Leo Varadkar. And one assumes that she was told that the room for manoeuvre was extremely limited on the EU side. The EU has been preparing for no deal for quite some time, and those notices continue to be issued by the European Commission across all the different sectors, warning member states that it's their responsibility to do a lot of the preparation for no deal. But it really is hard to see what Theresa May can get out of Brussels, out of the other member states, that will provoke a sea change in the House of Commons. She may win a handful, perhaps a dozen of MPs back over to her side on the withdrawal agreement, but it's hard to see beyond that if what she brings back will really make a big difference.
Well, it certainly looks, I mean, just looking at the wires here as I'm talking to you, Tony, it looks as though that is the plan, to go back and try and win further concessions. But as you say, they will be very minor. Would it have been preferable for Brussels to see a defeat happening tomorrow rather than have this vote pulled and for her to return and seek further concessions?
Well, I suppose if you're just putting off the day of reckoning, then that's in no one's interest. The EU is acutely aware of the political stalemate in the House of Commons, but they have to, as they would see it, hold fast to their principles and their process on this. They have supported Ireland from the very start. It's written into the negotiating guidelines. The unity has been there on display from day one. And, you know, the idea that the EU would simply open the withdrawal agreement and extract the backstop is just simply not credible. And I think Theresa May knows that. She may hope that there is some form of words from the European Union clarifying what the declaration, what the backstop is about in the political declaration. But beyond that, it's hard to see what else the EU can deliver.
OK, Tony, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, speaking to us from Brussels.